So this is the Marketability's MGM podcast.
Yep, episode 13.
I was about to say.
Ooh, lucky 13.
Episode 13.
Look how far we made it.
I can't believe it, honestly.
Actually, we skipped a year and we're back now, and yeah, we've come a long
way. We never stopped.
Yeah, the thing that people need to know about what we're doing here is we're actually a marketing ad agency, so
yeah,
we have things to do aside from podcasts.
Business was
constantly.
Good.
Constantly.
Yeah.
And there's been podcasts happening. They just weren't recorded.
Correct. Dang it. So much material. No doubt. So you guys obviously brought something to the table to discuss today, right?
For sure.
No, you did not.
Absolutely.
Well, what you got?
Yeah. Go ahead, Prescott.
Oh, well, I was just following the group.
I was going to say, this might be a recent thing. Did you watch those cameras on the Olympics?
Yeah.
The 360 degree
cameras. I've known about those for some time. Yeah. Wish list.
I'm late to the game.
Yeah. Wish list.
Oh my gosh.
Very cool.
Incredible.
I just want one.
That's all we need, really.
I'm not sure what I would do with it, like when I got it, but we'd come up with something.
I just didn't see the cameras in any of the shots. That's, I think, what I was most surprised about is even though it went in a circle, you didn't see the other cameras. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've actually noticed that on other shows as well, like even before the Olympics, how well they do with how many cameras there are, and you just never see another camera.
Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah.
You know, that's fantastic that you brought that up, because that actually led me right into my discussion, because I came prepared today.
Mm, gotcha.
And we can talk at length about what's known as stealth anything. Okay, so it was a military term.
We just lost our screen. I'm gonna go fix it,
dude. We were on a roll. Okay, we got to keep
that
it going.
Really, it felt natural.
We'll keep it going. Yeah. Let's just keep. He'll be back. He's crawling underneath there. Can you take a picture of him when he crawls back underneath, please, just so we can show people that this was real? But anyway, the military, you know, they have technology that will make weaponry and all of their vehicles seemingly invisible, right, or near invisible. Would you agree? Is that the terminology?
I've never
stealth, like a stealth, bomber.
Yeah,
you know, stealth, whatever vehicle.
What is it like? Not a hologram. What's the word?
Invisible.
Visibility cloak. Why did it take me so long to figure that out?
That was a lot. Maybe we will invisibility cut this segment. Cloak. Yeah, maybe we will cut this after all. But I thought it would be really cool today to talk about stealth advertising.
Mm.
You guys know what that is?
Absolutely. It's what we do.
Well, tell me about it.
Stealth advertising is when you use a location that has a few subtle clues of where you are without actually giving it away. And then you also showcase the experience within where you're, like maybe you're filming from.
Hey, he's coming in. Anybody got a camera?
Are you recording?
I got it. It's under the desk.
You got it.
I've been recording.
You got it? Okay. All right. Go. I'll take photos. Oh my gosh.
Nice.
This is how you arrive to a podcast?
Yep.
Hi guys. Welcome to the podcast.
Ridiculous. Okay.
I was going to say stealth advertising is when you take, say, a show and you leave logos out.
That's and, one form.
And
definitely.
People don't realize that subliminally.
That they're saying it.
They're saying it. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, I'm thinking about Coke right now. I have no idea why.
Right.
Kind of like, oh, I'm thinking like about Prairie Farms.
Kind of crazy, isn't it?
That's kind of like what American Idol did. Always had their little Coke glasses out, even though they said most of the time they were never filled with Coke. Mm-hmm. It was almost always water.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Vodka. Every movie I watch now, I see it literally every single time. I'm like, why is there a Sprite in this shot? Mm-hmm. Like, and it's so like prevalent too, it's not.
It's exactly.
You know, it's
right.
Yeah,
it's crazy. They're trying to be like real people using real products. It's like, come on, really?
Oh, and here's actually another fun fact. I didn't know if you guys knew this, but anyway, so some products have a specific brand that they sell. They said that in shows like sometimes those too, but if a character has an Apple phone, it usually means that they're always a good guy. Whereas like if somebody has an android, they can be on like a good guy side, or they could potentially be an antagonist.
That sounds political, right? I don't know.
No, it is.
We can't go there.
I actually think it's accurate, we can move on.
I understand why, but yeah, some people.
It's kind of like when you shoot a presidential candidate, not shoot. Sorry, wrong word.
When you're taking
video or photo.
Well, it depends if it's
the media can help a person win an election based on the wall that they put them. Stop. Stop. I mean, sorry. We got to now rate this show.
But, remember when we told you about stealth advertising?
Exactly. Stealthfully pretend like we're not here, okay? Or you don't see us. Know how the background and where you put a candidate and how you interview them. And it changes everything. Like your psyche, if it's a warm or cold environment, or, you know, if he looks harsh or somebody lit it really well or whatever.
The famous photo of, I think it's Ronald Reagan when he went somewhere, and apparently in that photo, it was like 20 degrees out and he's just like in a suit and jacket and the other person next to him's like bundled up. Mm-hmm. And that's actually a really powerful photo from his presidency.
Oh yeah. So I love the bloopers where inadvertently you see something that absolutely does not belong in that era. I think that Starbucks was spotted in an episode of Game of Thrones or
yes. Yep, I remember that. That's hilarious. It was tweeted. They're like, hey, look, there it is.
Dude, I guarantee you if you go look at sales of Starbucks after that, just because it was, like you said, one of those things you didn't even know you wanted, but because you saw it, because people were talking about it.
Yeah.
A spike in sales. They got to have it.
I think there was a time where Starbucks, there was a theory that they would spell your name wrong at Starbucks so that when you tweet about it, you'd actually be promoting Starbucks and not realize it. Like, oh man, they screwed up my name again.
Yes. Yep. Any advertising is good advertising.
Oh, for sure. Kanye. Totally.
But anyway, yes, stealth advertising is most certainly, it's inspired, or I know you love this word this year, it's intentional marketing.
Yes.
And it has to achieve results for both parties, the clients. And then you know that you've been effective, and it can be called advertising or PR or promotions.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That's good stuff.
Is it?
Well, I guess I just never understood the transition into it actually being... Like PR.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is what I found just insane, that word of mouth, you know, you just talked about tweeting or what, and I don't know if they're counting that as word of mouth or just Joe Blow sharing this content, but apparently still has a far greater impact than any type of content or email marketing.
It's so good that you said that. This morning I was at the gym and I was listening to a woman talk about a construction company that was remodeling her home and telling this other person, oh yes, you should definitely give them a call.
Great experience.
Walks around the corner and literally says, oh look, the owner's right there. Like,
yeah.
Wow. It was like advertising was so much better because it was like, oh, okay. And she introduced her to the owner of that business. And it was just
Planned. That was totally staged.
I thought it was. Yeah, yeah. It was stealth advertising. Yeah. Like, hey, bro, you just wait right there. Let me talk to this girl. Right there. I'm gonna bring her right back around.
Talk you up.
Like that is probably the best form of advertising that lately I think has been working in a lot of areas that I guess I've ignored. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're just talking about where you wash your car at. Oh, I wash my car over here. Is it good?
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely...
Is it ever really, if you get out and look? I mean, the bug's really off the front.
No.
And
did they, if we're thinking about the same place,
it's never.
No.
It's never.
I'm almost tempted that this summer I'm going to do it myself because it's not the same.
I just wait till it rains. Like, really hard.
And then you're out there with soap and water.
Why am I not surprised?
Well, no, I use Earth's soap and water.
Yeah, right.
Interesting.
Mother Nature.
You do know...
Pachamama.
You know what?
Like
this show has just been filled with errors and innuendo and
but there's a lot of gold
randomness. Yeah, I like sifting. It. Did you know that apparently if you do find that one car wash that does a really good job, you put Pam on the front when they're done and bugs will not stick to your grill anymore, the front of your car. They just go right off, slide right off.
I'm going to try that next time.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Brilliant. That's why you listen to this podcast or you participate somewhere.
That's stealth advertising. Because now I'm going to start buying Pam.
Right. And it could be a generic cooking spray. And I said Pam.
But they're making a bunch of money off of a car wash.
Crazy.
Because here they are taking Pam.
Right.
You need, no, not just any cooking spray.
This is going to Pam, by the way.
You need Pam.
You need Pam.
Not only is it good for your food, it's good for your car, too.
You that's need right. Pam.
You need Pam.
I need Pam.
Well, no.
Oh, that's,
the viewers need Pam. You need to calm down.
Absolutely.
That's self-advertising right there.
It's good stuff. So how much, I'm just blown away to see some of these stats sometimes, and I guess that's my job to bring something that people would want to write down or whatever, but can you believe that nearly 2.5 billion, okay, brand-related conversions happen every day. So apparently a lot of those PAM and contractor conversations are taking place. 2.5 billion conversions for products.
Every day?
Every day in the U.S. Sorry, I should have specified the U.S.
I can't even understand
our friends
that.
In Asia, you know, that I don't know about. I'm sure they're 10 times what we're doing, right?
That's incredible because that almost leads me to the thought that your advertising is meaningless if it lacks human connection.
Mm. That's true.
Perhaps you're right because 90% of those happen offline. So I'm not saying that you haven't seen that product online, a commercial for it,
right, in
the stores, but it's been proven that a person needs to see something 3 times and perhaps have validation from another person they trust to do business or to buy that product.
They call those points of contact.
And that's why they use celebrities, exactly, because people trust celebrities.
That's true.
Do they really, though?
Well, some people do.
Here's the interesting thought. Kim Kardashian back, I don't know, I saw an article and it expressed why she was famous. It has nothing to do with her. Well, they were going to say, the majority of people like didn't watch, like it's a household name. Like Kim Kardashian is like a household name.
Ray J is not.
Well, you went somewhere like,
sorry,
for the young people that are unfamiliar with that sort of thing. No Kim Kardashian as a household name for honestly, the reason that people watch TV on a regular basis, it's like you begin to hear the name, you see the show again and again, but it was almost beyond that. It was like people just talked about the name and it became so familiar that's how people get credibility, is that word of mouth, like you expressed.
I don't think you can use credibility and Kim Kardashian in the same sentence. I don't. I think people watch because they enjoy seeing a train, you know, come off the tracks from time to time.
I don't know. I know a couple of women who just like love Kim Kardashian products.
Because of the drama? Is it? Okay.
She sells fragrance.
Okay.
She has that body spray that she has, and people have spent millions and millions of dollars. Yeah. And if not the people who have invested in Kim Kardashian,
they know how to make money.
She gets like
scandal or whatever. They know how to make money.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
All of them.
But they were saying in that article that simply because she became the fact that she was familiar is what kept her relevant.
Yeah.
So it's like that if something's familiar,
yes,
just kept hearing her name over and over again.
And it becomes a household name. It's that stealth advertising,
right?
And talking and saying it and saying it, then you connect it to a human experience, like, oh yeah, you know, the Ray J thing.
Well, she puts herself out there every day, and I mean, no pun intended. She puts herself out there, and I mean, back to our meeting earlier today where we talked about the importance of posting and sharing, and for us, it's because that's what we do for a living. So it's not as much fun when it's on the personal side of things. But if you do not do it, people lose interest and they forget your name.
Right.
And some people actually develop habits of like watching your content. And when they're like, hey, where are you at?
Right.
And you fall off so fast because then they go and find someone else that does that more consistently.
Here's an interesting thought. your name, Angie Wyatt, is
synonymous with
pretty much a household name. I've had many conversations with people I've barely...
In a certain part of the country.
Right. But in this area, I mean, it's a form of marketing. I mean, a name has power.
Sure.
I've had conversations with people and I just mentioned GM and they're like, oh, Angie Wyatt. Or, yeah, I work for the Spiel or, you know, and they're Angie Wyatt, you know. And so I think there is power in people maybe watch the show or they hear the name and it's like, no, I just, that's I'm awesome. Familiar with that name. I'm familiar with that person.
I'm glad I could be of some use.
There's no, there's been so many times they're like, oh yeah, I work with Angie at Growing Media. And they're like, oh, I know Angie.
Yeah.
It's like everybody knows you.
Cause I'm old. I've been around a long time.
No, I think it goes back to what you're talking about, or maybe we could touch on, which is more of that stealth advertising. It's like really comes back to that word of mouth. Like, we're just having a conversation, but really I'm selling you on the idea of Angie, even though you've never met her. She's a great person, great show, does great things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you saying those things because I'm sitting here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely not. I wouldn't be sitting here without you.
Well, you know, we talk about this because we always come full circle in some way. We've had the privilege of late to do some music videos, to work alongside some artists, some talented individuals. We were in the home of a guy that had worked with Dolly Parton for 20 years.
Yeah, he was insane.
Man.
Yeah.
They met with George Jones's family last week. I mean, anyway, movers and shakers and people doing great things. And you recognize talent, right? And you immediately want to compartmentalize them. You're like, okay, they're good for a concert. They're good for a show. If I want to go out one night, maybe I'll hear them play. I'll buy their record, whatever. We've really come alongside the fact that there are a few products interested in aligning with these certain, you know, talented individuals. And it's just like a bomb. It's brilliant. It's taking multiple interests upward at the same time. And it is as simple as you said, using it, you know, when they perform, or as many people as they're going to meet, and getting your product in the hands of celebrities. We know what Ashton Kutcher did for John Deere years ago. I'm sure he's never owned a John Deere tractor. He put a baseball hat on. John Deere couldn't keep those on the shelves because, you know, that particular sector of the population, John Deere is very successful, but not among that age group or California kids.
Right.
And all of a sudden they had to have that hat.
I feel like it's the same thing with Carhartt.
It's exactly. Yeah.
Carhartt. I was gonna
say, Carhartt just took off for like no reason.
Well, actually,
Bass Pro carts have been taken off.
Oh, what? Yeah.
And really? Carhartt actually in Europe is a fashion statement. There are stores
very
like
expensive.
That.
It's so weird
cheap.
To me.
Yeah, because when I'm over here, like everybody has like the bibs and everything. It's like, oh, that guy does work outside. It's rugged, like it lasts. And over there, like people have like 20 different colored beanies for every outfit. It's
I
weird.
I love the Carhartt brand. It's pretty
cool. It's hey, Carhartt. We hear you. We see you. Fun fact, Carhartt was probably one of the last American-made clothing brands like that. I remember when they still had their factories here in this country, and I saw them at a merchandise mart, and they announced that they were just beginning to send the work overseas, which is unfortunate, you know, but because that's just a brand that needs to be made in the good old US of A. But apparently that's an industry that's gone by the wayside, and they want to ship it off to, you know.
Fast fashion. Yeah.
Yes. Did you know that people will send fashions to a warehouse like that, and celebrities or whomever will go out and put their tags on there and just take full credit for it?
Yeah.
It is a lie. It is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be so careful.
Isn't there a book, Steal Like an Artist?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, though? Is it stealing if you maybe reinvent it in a creative way?
I don't think they do. I think they put their tags on it and they go to town.
Okay, then that's just straight stealing.
Some of them do. Not all of them do. Yeah. But I think some of them do, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, it's an awesome world out there. I mean, you will be eaten alive. But if you're not careful, because there seems like there's so much consumption now. Do you feel that? Like everywhere. And you asked, who asked that crazy question earlier? You. If you eat yourself, are you still?
No, that was him.
What is that? I'm still thinking about that.
It's just like one of those philosophical things.
Okay, so for the viewers, if you were to eat yourself, would you double in size or disappear completely?
I can't.
You wouldn't change.
But you're eating yourself, so you have to change.
But your mass would be the same.
Would it, though?
And could you really eat yourself? And would you disappear? Nobody knows.
Okay, just let us know in the comments.
Yeah, please don't. I mean, because I can hear that. I can see the comments now. You're an idiot. Why are you guys bringing this up?
Also, while you're commenting, can you please like and subscribe in the video?
Yes.
The channel.
Yes.
We would absolutely love that.
We always forget to ask for that. See, that's another one of those things.
It just this reminded me. Like, these are the types of reminders that I need.
Yeah, follow us.
It's these really weird thoughts.
Good.
Where can they find us, Lucas?
You can find us on YouTube.
Yeah.
Spotify, iTunes, and Stitcher for the podcast. And then if you want to go to our website, it is growingmediamarketing.com.
That's it. And we're there.
Yep.
We're
everywhere. And on Facebook, Instagram, wherever.
Wow. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
It is. Okay. I feel like we've talked enough.
Yeah. I have other projects I need to be working on.
Do you feel like we gave them anything?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it is short. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's short? What do we do?
Like, we're under 30, so we're good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I mean, if we're going to do a lot of these things, which that apparently is the key to a successful podcast.
Consistency.
Consistency.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, it's also the key to life, I think.
Yeah.
A big key to life.
And Lucas might have forgotten to put our podcasts up for the new year for several months, but they're up now. I mean, it might have been delayed.
There was a technical glitch. They were up.
Yeah. And then they were gone.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. How about that? He will never do that again, right? Just called him out.
I'll never have a technical glitch ever again.
You won't? Okay. All right. Do we feel like we need some... Oh, say...
That's polar
that's
opposite.
That's freaky. Okay. Wait, that was great. You know I love to do this. All right. This is great. This is where people get up from their seats. It's over. They can go home.
I want to know your definition of great.
Well, hey, listen, the thing you need to know about Lucas is he is a sound engineer. So what I just did drove him insane. But for me, it was just some type of entertainment. It was noise. Noise that you don't have to make, right?
So unorganized.
So unorganized. Noise. That's what we are. All right. We'll see you guys next time.
Come back.
Bye. Bye.